We are live. It's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Gareth, and Vicky.
9 o'clock in the peas, everybody. Illuminati, are you listening? Good evening, everybody. Welcome to a very special Naughty Show. This is Gareth. That's the voice you're hearing. I'm hosting. I'm no longer doing color commentary. And with me this week, we decided since Sam is in Singapore and Vicky and Lenny are on their second honeymoon in beautiful New Jersey, that we would bring in one of the Naughty Show favorites. He was on pretty recently. Everybody remembers him. Voice of the Honey Badger. Give it up for Randall!
Here I am, I'm over here, I'm over there, here we are, side by side, me and Garrett taking over the show.
Jizz hands, Illuminati. Show your jizz hands across the world. So Randall's back in studio.
Hey,
thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Everybody loved the episode that you were on.
I had a blast.
When Dragonfly was climbing the pole.
Oh.
Like a sick insect.
Dreamweavers.
Yeah, he was really special, like a sick insect. He's laughing. Don't worry, everybody at
home.
Wow.
There was a full moon that night.
There sure was. Something was in the fucking air that night. Strippers aren't showing up. Dragonfly's naked. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And then, Randall, you brought a friend who's filming tonight. Who is he?
Yes, this is my good pal, Ryan Pennington.
Okay.
He's directed many of my shorts and things in the past, and he's the man behind the camera when I do my Randall rants.
So how many videos have you made, would you say?
Jeez, Louise.
I mean, have you lost count completely?
Yes, completely lost count.
And you just recently were in Portland, right?
Yes, I was in
Portland.
Because
I saw the video you made of Portland, which everybody
Thank
should
you
check
so much.
Out.
Thank you.
And then we'll talk about your next gig in a second. But how was that? That was great?
It was amazing.
And what is the scene like when you're in a city like that? Are people...
You know, it's unique, you know, because there's already something weird and odd and special in the air already.
Marijuana smoke, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, weed
smoke. Marijuana
right.
smoke. And actually, you know what? This is something interesting I found out, Gareth, about
hit me with it.
Portland. They have a lot of strip joints there.
They do.
They say per capita perhaps more than Las Vegas. Which
really?
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me, but that's what I found out.
Why is that?
I think, you know...
They just love tits more than anybody else?
They love the titties, and it's just an underbelly. Underbelly
so
with titties.
That's good for you to know, Dragonfly. If things don't work out here in Los Angeles, Portland's a good place to maybe take the pole show that you've been doing, that you won't stop talking about. And then the other thing you've been doing, which I think is fucking great, and is a great combination of you and the other thing that I adore, which is football... is you're now doing these football videos for Fox, right? Where
yes.
you're sort of like explaining things like what the pistol offense is
exactly.
and things like that. So how's that going? That must be great.
It's amazing. It's a dream come true. I don't know who the fuck I'm hosting the show, any of the hosts are or what the teams they were with or any of the plays or anything. But you know what? It's not going to stop me. You know,
yeah.
I just love watching a good play and watching some good balls.
So you don't know anything about football, really. I mean, you kind of know the basics, but as far as like...
I know the basics.
Right.
You know, but not so much. You know, when I had to do a lot of research on the read option in order to make that video with them.
Now, the read option, as we all know, in the National Football League, the read option is when the quarterback can make a decision at the line of scrimmage whether
right.
he wants to run or pass.
Correct.
And what do you think? That offense has controlled the NFL. Randall, will the Green Bay Packers be able to shut it the fuck down this year?
I think so. I mean,
yes.
I think the Green Bay Packers have mostly been known for their strong defense.
Absolutely.
It's only going to get stronger from what I understand.
Thank
the camps
you.
Have been sensational.
Good
and
camps.
I think they can do it.
Yep. And the camps are
shut
training.
Shut it down.
Yeah, shut it down. Exactly.
A lot of coaches, that's their whole thing because it is such a popular fad. I guess within the past couple years. Is that safe to say in the NFL?
It's probably really caught fire in, I'd say, the last year especially.
Okay.
It's become sort of the really
right.
hot offense, if you will.
I think, you know, people will eventually get privy to that and they're
going
to know what to do and they're going to shut it down. And they won't even have an option. You're going to have three guys running after your ass. What
are
you going to do then?
Yeah.
What you know what I mean? Do the lateral? It's like our gang. Like, it becomes a spanky skit where they're just a bunch of nudniks passing the ball back and forth.
Now, what is a nudnik necessarily? A nudnik is that? That's just a that's a Jewish dumbass, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's what
I thought. It's up there with schmeckle.
And a schmeckle, again? That's when a Jew spackles a wall?
It's a little Jewish penis. A little Jewish penis.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. Well, we have a good show. We have a couple guests coming in. Our first guest, he'll be up here in about 5 to 10 minutes. His name's Shang. He's a stand-up comedian that you keep hearing about in the world of comedy. So we'll get into that, but there is some important news to talk about. Where do I start? I don't even know where to start with this, but okay, Cliff Notes. There was a sound effects machine in the booth here at the lovely Playboy Radio for a little while. It got removed. I was able to fill it in because I've always sort of had a natural ability to do sound effects. Like if you were to say...
Can you make it sound like rain? Make it rain. Oh, my God.
Oh, I got to get the umbrella up. You know, and that's a guy. I do a lot of that. I like to drop in characters to sort of add to the world.
Look who came in here with a machine gun.
Oh my God, I'm shot.
That's amazing.
It's really good, and it takes you there. So anyway, you know, here I am. I just have this little gift, and I choose to not use it or abuse it. And so over the weeks, you know, it started to escalate. I started to sort of flex the muscle a little bit more, show the people that I can do anything.
Yeah.
Which led into, obviously, the king of sound effects, Michael Winslow from the Police Academy movies and things like that. And a feud started. A feud started between me and Michael Winslow where, you know, we were going back and forth. He respects my game. I respect his game.
Sure.
But, you know, I want the crown.
Yeah.
I'm sick of people being like, hey, Michael Winslow, you know, he's just as good as you, or, you know, you guys are equal. I'm better.
I'll tell you, you know, a lot of folks dub him the Jimi Hendrix of sound effects.
Yeah.
No.
Jimi Hendrix choked on his own vomit. So, yeah. I mean, that sounds pretty accurate.
I'm sitting next to the Jimmy Page.
Exactly.
Of sound effects.
And if we were to go back to the time when Jimi Hendrix did die, it would sound like this.
And then, how about the person, remember, that came in through that creaky door?
Yeah, the guy opened
his body?
Yeah, that guy, the detective.
What did that sound like?
Well, he was the detective and a rookie, and he walked in, and the door was very creaky, and he was like, oh, God. How are we going to break this to the people? I don't know, Sarge. Get out of here, rookie. It was a lot like that.
And then remember, the girlfriend at the time found his body and pooped herself. What did that sound
That's
like?
Right. No, tell me it's not true. Not my Jimmy. I have a meeting I need to go to. It sounded like that. So this feud's been building. At Noisy Man on Twitter, Michael Winslow, we started following each other. We started talking. And I just want to let everybody know the little update, which is that at this point, there has been contact. There has been phone contact.
Phone contact.
Which would sound like, beep, 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 beep. Hello, it's Michael Winslow. It would sound like that. But there's been phone contact. So my gut is that we, at some point, are going to be able to wrap up who is better, me or Michael.
It has to come to a close.
I can't get through his name sometimes without laughing.
What a jokester, right? He doesn't know the first thing about sound effects.
He's good. It's just a different era.
Yeah.
Give me the goddamn torch already.
Pass the torch.
Yeah. So I just wanted to give everyone that update. That's exciting. Once the crew gets back involved, I think we'll be able to...
Are we going to hear this tender morsel?
We won't be able to hear the tender morsel. We won't be able to hear the tender morsel, but... But I will get permission to share the tender morsel.
Go.
Like
okay.
I said, there's been contact. There's been a voicemail that I think
now,
shows he's still good.
Now, why do you think he reached out to you?
He knows. He knows he wants the last fight.
Right.
He knows.
Yeah.
He knows there's a young kid, you know, a dude who's the kids are rallying over.
Is this akin to George Foreman, say, calling Buster Douglas and saying, hey, good luck against Mike tonight?
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly like that. It's like Buster Douglas. Yeah. So I think that we will have the resolution we want. There will be a winner. We will crown a champion.
Yeah. And what will that sound like?
When we crown him?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the king of sound effects, Gareth Reynolds. Hush, crown on head.
And let's say that what would happen, Lord forbid, the crown slips off your head.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, boy, we're going to need a new crown. That's the guy who runs the crowns and stuff. There's a crown guy, I think. I've reached out to him. There's a crown guy.
You know what was funny? Now, we rode up in the elevator together, right?
Yes.
Did you happen to catch a little squeakiness in the elevator on the way up?
Absolutely.
What did that sound like?
It sounded like 7-4.
It's uncanny.
It's good. It's good.
It's
look,
uncanny.
I just let's just again set the record straight. Winslow, he wants to know who's better, and I do too.
Gareth, how was your Memorial Day, Labor Day weekend?
Labor Day was great.
Labor Day.
Good Labor Day. It does make me, yesterday I realized that what is so great about Labor Day is how in every European nation they get a month of vacation and we get one day and we feel great about it.
Yeah.
So,
no, we're so overworked as a nation.
Yeah, so we're just like, we get our one day.
Yeah.
And but it was good. It was good. I did some drinking. What about you?
There you go.
I
was still in Portland.
Still in Portland.
Still in Portland.
Filming.
Jazzing it up.
Yeah.
Attending screenings. It was, incidentally, their first film festival in Portland, Oregon there.
Okay. Any up-and-coming films that
amazing.
Are awesome?
Yes, there was this one great film called Forev,
okay.
which I found really endearing.
Okay.
These two people randomly meet and they say, let's get married.
Okay.
And the rest is crazy from there.
Right.
Nuts. But it's, you know, I love when people just take it upon themselves to just get creative. You know, you get the camera,
yep.
screw the system. We're going to make this fucking movie no matter what.
Now, have you seen the film Drinking Buddies?
No,
That's
a
good film I would recommend everybody watch. A friend of mine's in it. It's delicious. Sapphire, what do you got? How was your Labor Day? Sapphire, not 11 in the P's. No joke.
It sucks.
Never forget the time. Why?
I had to babysit kids for 25 hours. I kid you not.
That sounds like you did like labor on Labor
yes,
Day.
Yes, yeah. It was labor on Labor Day.
Whoa.
Why?
Yes.
Why? Why?
I'm a nanny part-time.
Okay.
You know, I got to make that money.
Sure.
You know, radio's cool, but
By the way, that was Randall with the baby.
No, I love the baby.
You. Very good.
Fuck you, Michael Winslow.
Very good.
Go, stupid.
Very good.
I'll take that baby any day. I'll take that baby any day. The children I had, I just wanted to just slap all of them.
Yeah.
Just slap every single last one of them.
So are you done looking after the 25 kids, or are we turning it into an ABC sitcom?
I mean, if it was 25 kids, I wouldn't be here today. I would have shot myself.
Right.
Would have hung myself.
Good.
Murdered
yourself. Yeah, you got to finish that with yourself, because otherwise...
Yeah. Yes.
And hopefully in front of the kids you would do that.
Hell yeah. Yes.
You got to. Those are the memories they'll remember forever.
I love
this is
the
because
kids.
Of you.
Yeah, I love the kids, but these kids were just like Satan's babies yesterday.
Mm. Now, babies, I like.
Satan's babies.
When the folks come back, do you let them know? Do you like, wow.
Oh, hell yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, hell yes. And
you
I mean, they
to.
Paid me well.
Yeah.
I mean, but it wasn't even their children. It was the play dates.
Yeah.
You know, it's always scary when you have children and they're play dates.
How did you get so fucked on this whole deal?
Honestly, I don't even know. I said, I'm
people
just
are just like, she'll take care of the kids. Leave them there. Fuck it.
Pretty much.
Ooh,
pretty
you know
much.
Sapphire? No, do tell. She'll do anything with their kids.
Oh, that's great. I have four kids that aren't mine. Just drop them over there. It's Labor Day. I don't work.
Sapphire
she does.
Loves kids.
I'm like, don't you people have barbecues to go to?
Yeah.
Something.
They clearly did.
Take them to Disneyland. What the fuck is going on over there?
No, they
there?
Had great days. All those people were like, God, today was great. Well, you were like, I'm going to fucking lose my
shit. It was the Help 2.0.
Yeah.
Children
Sapphire,
pissing on themselves.
The Help 2.0.
Can you watch a little Lucifer, please, Sapphire?
Yeah.
Please.
Satan's Babies. I'd
Satan's
watch that.
Babies.
I'd watch that cartoon. All right, so why don't we bring in our guest?
Yes.
So our guest tonight, well, we have two guests, but our first guest is a guy who is a hilarious stand-up comic. He's definitely one of these guys whose name you keep hearing about more and more. And you should watch him online. Yeah, just right over there. His name is Shang. He is an awesome stand-up comedian.
Yes.
We're going to find out more and more about him. And if you want to sit in Dragonfly, feel free. Shang, what's up, dude?
What's going on, man? I got a little lost getting up here, but I got here.
You got lost coming to the actual building?
Yeah,
yeah,
but
it's
then
confusing.
I saw the big logo.
Yeah, the bunny in the sky.
Once you see the bunny,
it's like the
know.
Bat signal.
And if you don't know the bunny, you're just like a weird man.
Yeah.
If you're as a man, you just if the the logo's burnt.
If you get there and you're like, fuck, I'm at the zoo, you're off.
What the kind of bunnies are these?
Fucking zoo?
This is bullshit.
Do you have any peeps?
This happened. Yeah, peeps. It's an Easter store.
Yeah,
well, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, man. I've been wanting to come in for a while, and it's cool. I mean, this building is
pretty
high
good,
tech.
Right?
Yeah, it's very high tech.
You walk off the elevator here, and you just are like where 11-year-old me would just be making his first ejaculate everywhere. I wouldn't stop masturbating if I walked onto this floor at like 12.
I already did.
You did. You mastered that. You didn't get lost.
Security jumped on me twice.
Yeah, and that only causes further erections. Yeah. I find.
I painted the walls.
That's good. Smart. That's awesome.
All the magazines in the waiting area, they're sticking together.
Yeah, my man porridge is everywhere in this
building. Good. God. Yeah. That's a good term for it.
Man porridge, man gravy, either one.
So how long have you been doing stand-up?
Since, I think, The Last Supper. I've been doing it
forever. Forever. And you're from New York.
Yeah, I'm from New York. But I'm doing well, so I can't act
You're doing
like
very well.
Brooklyn,
I'm doing
yes?
Very well. Yes, Brooklyn. Yeah, I'm doing well, but I think that the main thing for me now is comedy's changed so much with YouTube. If you stick your fingers in a cat's ass, you get 700,000 views.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with how
I
funny
actually
you
got 30,000 on mine,
okay,
but
see,
I don't know. Yeah.
Didn't
really, I didn't have the cat in focus well.
Yeah,
I was like so focused on getting my finger in its
so
ass.
Nasty.
You got to pick the cat up, show the anus clearly.
Yeah. I rushed.
When you penetrate the cat's ass,
get in there.
Everybody goes, whoa.
That's a 600,000 hitter.
I think show the anus clearly is the title to that video.
And by the way, that's my new band.
How funny is it when you're like in the wormhole on YouTube and you see the fucking things on the side, the things that you'll be like, if it said like, put your fingers in the ass, I'd be like, oh, Christ. All right, I'll give it 1 second. See where it goes.
And then you're in there for an hour.
Yeah, and then the next videos on the side are the crazy ones.
I have done stuff like I've been bored while I'm waiting at the airport and putting like monkeyfucker.com.
Right.
Or like farm loving. And like 15 sites come up.
Yeah.
About farm loving. And then I find myself, as a sick fuck I am, I have to send it to everybody. Because once you find something weird. Like
share.
Once you see a horse boning a guy. You gotta share it with
now.
Your
that was in Seattle, right? I believe that was in Seattle because I was just there, and or it was actually Denver.
The
maybe
the horse killed him.
No, maybe it was Seattle
with his cock,
and they made a movie about it.
Yeah, the horse actually
they really
him
did.
To
Black Beauty.
Zoo.
That's right. They made Black Beauty.
Yeah.
Isn't that a different one?
This crazy documentary.
Hey,
Zoo.
Man, don't get racial. Just, you know, people with somebody like you
listen,
say, did you say Black Beauty? Whoa!
It's a choice
whoa.
Between a white horse and a black horse. I'm not an idiot.
I'm just saying, whoa.
Hopping
you're
on the black horse.
You're kind of outnumbered now.
Not outnumbered.
Guns.
Not outnumbered. But I think I don't like my chances anymore. Yeah. I'll be honest. But not outnumbered.
Not outnumbered. But at the same time.
But at the same time, I'll shut up.
Everything is racial, really.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Everything.
Everything? Really? So, the logo.
The Best American Express, black, so I think.
Black.
You know what I mean? I think
again, racial.
Oh, shit.
Ah, shit. There's no way to win.
So, they made a movie about the man. For people who don't know, there is a man who led a horse.
Fuck him in the ass.
Fuck him. And he filmed it.
Yeah.
And he died. And there is footage of it that you shouldn't go see unless you want to have a meth sleep.
It's like when animals attack, a whole different version.
Yeah.
It's a whole different version that nobody's seen. But no, I mean, right now it's funny because my act has been edgy since I started. So it's not like I'm going to change up. But the bottom line, and she saw me. I don't give a shit when I'm on stage, but
I've noticed that.
Yeah, no, but you know what? It's funny right now. There's people that are so politically correct. They just try to, oh no, don't say that. Really?
Yeah.
Like we just talk about, there's video of a guy getting fucked in the ass by a horse. I say something about the police department. Whoa.
So
you're stepping over the line.
Have you noticed a change since, I mean, obviously you have a change when doing stand-up and what you can get away with. It's becoming a little more and more sort of sensitive.
Yeah,
and like,
Daniel Tosh did a rape joke.
Yeah,
and they took him to task and like, oh, Daniel Tosh did a rape joke. When what's the guy from Seinfeld said nigger?
And
it's all these black people saying, yeah, that nigger's crazy for saying nigger. It's like, wait a minute, you just said it four times. Shut the fuck up. It's like, you don't want, it's like, to me, they're being too sensitive. And in fact, that's pissed me off more.
And you know what? Well, I was just going to say, and then what's fucked up about that is like, then when you do, you just tell it like it is and you're real with your comedy, then you're conceived as doing shock.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Instead of and the bottom line is you got to get laughs. I mean, you can't be so shocking that you're not getting laughs.
Which is why I think my favorite term I heard you use was moon cricket.
Moon cricket. Exactly. No, but you know what's wild? People think, oh, did you write that? No, a dude really called me that.
Get the fuck out of here!
When I was down in Texas, this dude. He literally.
You didn't even need to say Texas. Let's be honest.
I know. I could have.
We know where we're going.
We know where we're going.
We all knew.
I'm down there, and this motherfucker was like, he really couldn't figure out what race I was because I'm so high yellow. So he just literally went through the gambit of all the races.
Oh,
he just like spun that Rolodex wheel of like race and just said every race.
But he's not even saying races. He's like just finding like horrible terms.
Horrible
that
terms.
He's just shuffling
and the last one he landed on was moon cricket.
And what do you, wow. you have to take your hat off at that point. And
I
be
just
like,
said, kudos.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, out of all,
you racist
I
fuck. That's good.
Yeah, that was racist, yeah. but fucking hilarious.
But good job.
I'm going to do it on my special, and you're not getting a fucking nickel. And you're going to be watching me while you're popping pimples on the you know back of your wife, watching me, and be like, wait a minute. Hey, I'm the one that came up with that.
Honey, is that cum yeah. or zit puss?
That was, oh, my God. Like, so I kudos to him, and I forget his name, but fuck him. He's
yeah,
probably.
Let's yeah. call him fucking asshole.
Yeah, yeah. he was. Yeah, but he said it, and it's weird. Now that's one of the bits that people actually go, oh, you're going to do the moon cricket?
Yeah. Now, so, yeah, now you're like,
now
yeah,
I'm the
moon cricket guy. Yeah.
I should start getting T-shirts or yeah, something or mugs.
Dude, fucking. If you put a little like NASA helmet on a cricket and he's on the moon.
You know how many mugs that, you know, I know they think the Get Her Done guy would, I would just fucking smoke
clean
him.
Up.
I would clean up
other
with
end of
cricket.
The spectrum. You guys would meet in the middle for a merch fight.
Yeah, exactly. The Tea Party would buy every single mug.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you
yeah.
fucking kidding me?
And then they'd be like, wait, it goes to a moon cricket for real?
There's some moon cricket mugs?
Wait a minute. We're fueling
wait
the moon crickets.
But no, it's weird. I've been, I kind of stepped back for a minute because I saw all the comics that were getting on Conan, mm-hmm. and a lot of them are funny as throat cancer. Flat out. I yeah. mean, really, a lot of these guys, I see them, and people say, oh, you're being cocky. You're trying to be Floyd Mayweather or comedy. No. If there's a guy that's super funny, I go, like, Bill yeah. Burr is a beast. And I can keep naming guys that are beasts. So, but there's some people that I see are innocuous, and they let them get through because, if say, if they got a lot of Twitter followers or right now it's about, oh, I got a lot of Twitter followers. Doesn't mean you could do that shit live.
That's right.
You know?
That's part of the problem, I think, and Sam alludes to this a lot, that, like, people get notoriety before they've sharpened the knife
right.
enough.
Yeah.
And then they're sort of thrown out there, and then they have no choice but to kind of buckle because
right.
they don't have the depth or like the track record like someone like you does.
Like
you know?
Right now, yeah. the VMAs, I was watching the VMAs, and I read this guy, Bob Leftis, who is great. I love his stuff. And he said Miley Cyrus basically had to do that because she has nothing else to fall back
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
She had to twerk, and she yeah. had to show her minimal piss flaps.
Yeah.
And I mean... She no really her
the meat shades
yeah she just had
close those curtains girl
yeah she show she I mean she was shaking her gigantor gap
yeah
and it was like ugh and you know Robin
really
Thicke dressed as Beetlejuice it was just really it was just really
that's
like
so true he
it, did you see what he had
yes,
on
yes
like, he's like
so
I just thought he was gonna go Beetlejuice so Beetlejuice Beetlejuice and they thought you know,
well that's how
like,
they got
whoa.
Him to the stage they just said Robin Thicke three times and he's like what's going on
what's going on oh should I wear this it was just so a lot of artists now there was really good artists on there you saw it was some good artists but some of them are just devoid of just fucking talent and
I
it's about,
can't believe that shit.
You know I mean she was horrible she
Shane,
was fucking horrible
Shane what's your take on you know I read recently I love Dave Chappelle you know he's another one
yes
you know, all these guys.
I'm a friend of Dave I'm actually friends that's name drop. I'm actually friends with him.
Actually.
All you people don't know him. I know him. I was at his bar mitzvah. That's what I'm saying. He has a nice Shane upon him.
He's no. a Jew cricket.
He's
well,
a Jew cricket.
Yeah. He recently had this situation. You know, he's on tour with Flight of the Conchords and doing all the comedy, and you know, he got heckled. Right.
So right.
It upsets him to a point where he doesn't. I'm convinced. It's not that he doesn't have a comeback. It's just that I feel he's not. He's been out of the game for a bit, and now he's trying to get back into it
right.
again. Maybe he doesn't know how to handle it. And perhaps he never even had to deal with heckling to begin with.
Right, no, he's
What's
not.
What's your take on heckling?
I just, one, he's walked off the stage because the people that were heckling were fucking idiots, number one. Number
yeah,
two,
sure.
That's like heckling jazz.
Yeah.
He's not that type of comic. Like, I'm
right.
the type of comic, you heckle me, chances are I'm going to call your mother names.
yeah.
I'm going to call your sister a dirty little bag, dirtbag, douche whore. And you know, I'm more of an attack comic, so.
Yeah.
But do people fuck with you? I imagine.
No, I rarely get.
And
when
fuck
I do,
with you. Women do. When
I've had a woman heckle me, but then you know, I make short work of her.
It's just like own. You just.
I own. I yeah. I mean,
there's a set of hands in your head that are just sort of
like
rubbing
waiting.
Themselves together, like. Yeah.
Oh wow, this
yeah.
cunt just went there. Wow. I literally have my cunt gun just ready to go.
I gotta get
locked
one of those.
And loaded. Yeah, man. I'm
Where
telling you
are
right
they
now.
Selling those? They
right
don't sell them.
The NRA is
going
to start marketing them soon.
They do finally.
Cunt guns.
Yeah, well, that's their response to Sandy Hook was cunt guns,
cunt
which
guns.
I think was smart.
We need to have cunt guns in the hands of everybody.
Yeah, yeah they're smart.
But
then there'll be no more babies to get hurt, okay?
Right, if I get the baby's guns.
If we can shoot where the babies come out of their exit ramp, I think we solved Sandy Hook.
Right, there's no more shootings because all the babies is already shot.
We got cunt guns.
It was
by
fucking
cunt guns,
horrible.
Are we talking about fleshlights?
Which, by the way, I have used, and I highly recommend.
I've never used one.
Fantastic.
But I know guys who use them,
they're
and
amazing.
They fucking love them.
They're amazing.
I don't want to get it. To me, that's like meth. I just don't want to know how good it is, because then I'll fucking be
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you, if there was an earthquake, I would run in, and that'd be one of the things I'd grab. Like, it'd be like, there's my son sitting there, but I go, hey, you got legs, and I'd grab that.
And then you're like in rubble, and someone's like, don't worry, he's got a flashlight. You're like, well, nah.
You can grab the cup of noodles one, too.
Yeah.
Kid you not.
Let's just say that I brought protein, not electricity to the party.
Exactly. So. But no, I right now I think Dave Chappelle. We went off into
had a journey.
I had a little journey, yeah. And we did a little U-turn.
Sure.
But no, Dave Chappelle to me is one of the best comics out there doing it. Mm-hmm. And the crowd that heckles him, you really got to be fucked up to heckle
him. And what I got annoyed by more than anything was that it was immediately called a meltdown. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the term that was
So
then you watch it.
They love making him look crazy, and he's not.
And you watch it, and it's not a meltdown at all.
Yeah.
It's a guy who's like we're all saying, he's just kind of like, look, if you're just going to talk through my shit, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know? I felt that way before, but I'm like aggressive. If I was like a postman, I would attack a dog.
Right.
Like, so I'm not that type of guy. Like, if the dog, rah, rah, I'll be like, okay. But you're going to bite me. I'm going to bite you back. Fuck it. We're both going to the hospital.
That's
gonna
going
to
be a weird
vet.
Call at the United Postal Service headquarters. They'll be like, yeah, no, the dog's a bite. I'm sorry, wait, no, who bit what?
Yeah, I literally would. Like, I thought about it. If a dog jumped on me, I would literally bite him back. I'm one of those people that feel
And I think that would fuck with a dog's head.
Like, did he just bite me? That's my job.
Yeah, the dog would just kind of look at you and be like, nah, I'm out of here.
Did I just get bit by a human?
Yeah.
And all the other dogs, you're such a pussy. A dog, you got bit by a human. You're not even allowed to hang out with us anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, who do you think are the people who sort of, like, influenced you the most? Like, if they're...
Wow.
What do you think are the... Like, when you were first watching it, or the people today that you think are still just fucking slinging it?
Mark Maron.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan.
Yep.
I love Joe Rogan. He's just monstrous on stage. Bill Burr. I was influenced heavily by Bill Hicks.
Yeah.
Bill Hicks was one of the major influences. Eddie Murphy, because of his swag, was... When I first saw Eddie Murphy, I just thought, I've never seen a comic with that kind of swag.
Yeah. Yeah.
He walked out like a rock star.
Yep.
You know, and the fact he wore red fucking tight leather pants, I'm like, who have I seen do this?
Yeah.
And so he majorly influenced me from the standpoint of not material, but just swag.
Right.
Where you walk out on stage and you go, listen, bitches, it's on.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of comics that try to do that kind of folksy, oh, yeah, I'm telling jokes. And by the way, no, I want to be fucking you too. I want to be, when I come out there, I want to have that flag and be singing In the Name of Love with fucking rocks behind me and red lights. And, you know, I want fire. I was talking to a guy about doing a special, and I told him I want it to be like if you're in the middle of a mosh pit. I want that type of energy.
Right.
I don't want it to be mellow like comedy. I don't like. I mean, I appreciate it, but I just want my comedy to be visceral enough where people leave and go, did you hear that shit he said about the? Wow, he carries one of those fleshlights right in his pocket. Yeah. He's just a fucking crazy.
Oh, we didn't know it was in the pocket.
Yeah,
it's
I have the pocket.
I thought you were just hung like a Black Beauty.
No, it's a Black Beauty. Yeah.
I get with that Black Beauty.
It just keeps popping
up. It keeps cocking up.
It's a hell of a pony.
No, I like the guys, like Sam knows. I actually work with him, and I like the fact he comes out like,
oh my God,
it's on. Mm-hmm. And I see, and because people say, well, you know, what about the cool mundane? Life is filled with enough mundane moments.
Yeah.
I don't need to pay $50 to see mundane moments.
And is that kind of tied into what you're saying about, like, when you see these comics who are maybe the safe choice on TV over, like, the ones who really have a voice? I mean, that sort of is now, like, the new funny
Funny. That's being safe. The new funny is being safe or being shocked without laughter.
Right.
Like, yeah.
I could come out and say, yeah, I just fucked a dead baby in the ass.
Yeah.
And
you'd have me at a laugh.
See, you'd laugh.
I'm in.
They chuckled, like, but most people are like, wow.
I have a
that's
son.
Your opener?
I hate that.
You could see its anus clearly.
And if you hold it up, how many YouTube hits did I get?
600,000 full 600,000 circle.
Shane fucks boom. That baby.
928 in the peas.
Right there. I'm already passing Justin Bieber.
So you allude to this in your act. You are a lighter-skinned African-American. Why is
beige.
That?
Beige.
Beige, you call yourself.
I'm mocha.
Why is that? Do you know?
I don't know. Apparently, somebody back in the day slept into the, you know, snuck into the shed.
A little milk snuck into the shed.
I got watered down. I got a little bit of watered down. But, I mean...
It's
so
not
funny.
Anything you're putting lotion on yourself.
No, no.
Taking
but
shocks.
I do moisturize.
You got to.
I do
to.
Moisturize.
So
I'm
dry.
I like to stay moist. I don't know how that sounds.
That's what your flashlight says.
On the Playboy. On the Playboy. Yeah, by the way, I like to stay as moist as possible. But, no, I it's funny because I have black audiences sometimes will even give me that shit like, what are you Samoan? What are you this?
Yeah.
What are you that? And then I'll do some redneck, and then they just go the fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, their brain starts rattling because they have the little brontosaurus brains that rattle back and forth when they walk. So I get that. But now I'm at a point and an age where I'm like, you know what? Fuck everybody with that shit.
Yeah.
I'm me. This is it. Like, I don't even – I'm at a point with my act, and I'm hoping I can stay into this. That I literally, like, I'm doing my shit. That's it. If you dig it, great. If you don't, I'm still doing my shit.
Did it used to matter to you?
Very much so.
Yeah.
I used to be like, oh, I hope the comics like me.
Because you come off very confident. You've always engaged your audience as soon as you hit that stage. So
no, I was very like, I hope the comics like me. I hope the people like me. Isn't this the way you're supposed to be? And I think right when I started not giving a shit, I started getting more bookings. And I started getting more bookings, and I became funnier. I thought I was funny, but I became funnier. And right now I'm at a point where even if somebody doesn't like my style, nobody can say I'm not funny. Yeah. They might like, well, I don't like your type of music.
Right.
But they can't deny it's music.
Yeah.
It's or if it's good music, because if it's moving to people and the people are laughing.
How long had you been doing stand-up until you kind of felt that?
7 years.
7 years, and then you sort of like.
I flipped out. I did like Richard Pryor did. Richard Pryor was trying to be Bill Cosby.
Yep.
And then something made him snap. I think it was heroin.
Yeah, something
like
that.
I think it was heroin that made him snap.
It was a cocktail.
It was a and he snapped on stage and started doing what Richard Pryor did.
Yeah.
What made me snap was I saw a tape of myself, and I thought, I hate this fucking guy. He's trying to be everything to everybody. I felt like it was like if I was watching Mitt Romney where he would literally flip-flop, and I would do sets to just pander and cater so much, and I was fucking horrible. So I was getting booked because I guess I filled a niche, but I was fucking horrible.
Well, you were probably funny, but you probably felt a little inauthentic.
Yeah,
I guess,
it was just
that.
Horrible, and I wasn't talking about what I wanted to talk about. And then finally, when I did snap, I heard you mention Jimi Hendrix. I did a tribute to Jimi Hendrix's birthday, and I set the mic on fire that night.
Really?
Nice. And I had to pay. I remember I had to pay $78 for the mic, and I was getting paid $100 for the gig. And I was like, "Fuck!
Man,
I don't even have hardly enough money for the taxi because I'm trying to pull some prank." Like, I wasn't even a prank. It was like I really was like into it. Like, and at the end of my set, I'm like, "And this is for Hendrix," and poured shit on there,
that
set it
so
on fire,
cool.
And
shit.
Sat there and said, "Poured shit. Excuse me, while I kiss this guy." And like, the crowd dug it. But the owner wanted to punch me in the fucking face.
The club owner's in the back like, Jesus
Christ. The fuck is he doing?
There's paper near him.
And luckily, the sprinkler went and didn't work.
Oh, my God.
And a little bit came out, but it didn't. And all the comments were like, that was the baddest ass shit I've ever seen. But
that's great.
I got banned from the club for fucking ever.
Still banned.
Oh, Stitches is closed now. That fucking guy got caught.
I heard it
burned
down the night a guy lit a mic on fire.
Yeah, I don't know who did that.
Never made that connection.
That was one of the things I did. And then also Bill Hicks, when I was around him and I would see how he would talk and the way he felt about comedy, it made me change up.
You actually would be around him?
Yeah, I was managed by the same cat that managed him.
Wow.
Because he really, I think
awesome.
He is the best.
Jack Mondrose. And Hicks.
Because he didn't give a fuck.
At all.
I mean,
and even when he
was in high school, he was fucking funny.
He
would do stuff about his principal or teacher.
And school jokes.
And it was funny, but it was when he became that, when he got like sober and he came back, not to say that you have to be sober to be a good comic, but then he just was like a force.
Yeah, and he didn't even know me. I did a set at the comic strip in New York, and I did a set about Satan worship, and I apparently, about, you know, if I had a child that worshiped Satan, that. Apparently, he's ran out of every religion.
Yeah.
When you pick Satan, you're really her.
Sapphire baby Saturn just as
Well, she had five of them. It was Satan spawns.
25 Satan spawns.
And I'm doing and the joke gets really dark, and it goes into, like, you know, rape and murder, and it's a fucking horribly dark joke. But it did well. But I got a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
And Bill Hicks, I didn't know him. He was in the back. Lucian said, I told you not to do that joke again. We've been getting complaints about that. Don't do that fucking joke again. And that was part of my set, so the second show, I just did it automatically, not because I was trying to say, fuck you, Lucian.
Right.
Yeah. But it was just part of my set. And at that time, that was all the material I had. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I got to do the Satan chunk. If I don't do the Satan chunk right after the,
you're
you know,
4 minutes.
Yeah, I gotta, after the donkey punch bit, I got to do the Satan chunk. And then after the Satan chunk, I finish out with the rape joke.
Yeah.
I can't. And then Lucian came over, literally grabbed my collar, like, which my first reaction was, fight him.
Yes.
But I was more like, I want to work. So, and he grabbed me, said, I told you not to do that. You're banned for life.
Wow.
Now, Hicks doesn't know me.
Yeah.
Doesn't fucking know me. We don't know each other. Walks up and says, if he don't work here, I don't fucking work here.
Wow.
And I don't think you don't want me not to work here.
Get the fuck out.
Didn't know
here.
Me.
Wow.
And Lucian let me get more spots because of that. And I tell people that story and people go, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, yo,
that's awesome.
The only reason he did that, he was watching my set in the back and he said, I like that bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even when you weren't getting laughs,
yeah.
I liked that bit. So
oh, he had that dark, demonic jokes too.
And yeah. kept me in. I actually stayed, like, I thought I was banned forever. Every time
amazing.
I came in, Lucian wouldn't talk to me. He wouldn't, like, oh, well, just do your set.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Do the set.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and after a while, what I just realized. Amazing. And the Satan joke wasn't a joke I wrote to try to be shocking. I saw this shit about people's parents. Who had kids that worship Satan.
Probably why he had your back, honestly.
Yeah.
And I was watching it going, wow, there's a lot of funny shit this lady's saying. Like, the one kid killed another kid and then killed another kid, and the guy was interviewing and said, well, your son killed four people. She said, whoa, 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 it wasn't four, it was two. Bitch, it's still two people.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, wait a second.
Whoa.
Whoa. He only cut off two people's
kids. It's barely plural.
Yeah, basically. And so it came from that. And it's funny, there's another comic who does it a bit, used to do a bit like that. And I was like, wow, this is some funny shit here. Even though this documentary was really dark.
Yeah.
And that's where it came from. It didn't come from me like, oh, I'm going to say something to shock thought.
Yeah.
I never thought like that. I just thought, fuck, that's funny. Like I saw Will Ferrell, this movie where he punched a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the campaign.
The campaign.
Yeah.
That shit floored me. I don't know why. I literally took the clip of it and put it up on my website because I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And people would go, man, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why is punching babies funny? I don't know. Something when you even say, I punched a baby, it's funny to me.
Because it's the truth that's very funny.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, and some babies deserve to get punched in the fucking face.
I agree.
The truth.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sapphire,
you already know.
Hot button
with their vomiting and their fucking
This is trending
whining.
On your head Twitter.
Pissing all over themselves.
They piss on themselves. They whine.
Diapers full of lava.
They're like little fucking crackheads.
Yes.
Little crackheads.
Yeah.
You're talking about Mitt Romney before. How disappointed were you when Mitt lost the election?
You know what?
How did you cope?
I'm gonna tell you what I did. I went out into the desert.
Uh-huh.
I took some meth and peyote, and I rubbed blood on me.
Good.
While I listened
as
to
Mitt
the Doors.
As Mitt wanted the people
That's
to do.
Exactly.
Right. Right. And then I kind of went out there and just went into my Doors moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And I was really hurt.
It's tough.
Like, wow.
Jake's out there's the riders on the storm.
Yeah. I'm just sitting there you know.
My problem is, you know, is Mitt going to be able to bounce back? And I don't know. My boy.
No. He's done.
If only he had
Stick
money.
Stick a fork in him.
What do you think of President Obama?
I think Obama, he's
it's
not,
an interesting time right now.
No, it's an interesting time, boy. Like all the people that thought he was a pussy and thought he was going to not. He's a warmongering motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like he's done some hard shit. He stuck a few drones up people's asses.
Yep.
So it kills me where they're like, whoa, whoa, he's not going to protect this country. He might send a drone to your house for saying that shit.
Yeah.
So that's the one side of him that I don't like, but I get it. And the other side where he's not caving in as much as he used to. But he does have, like, you know, he says the sky's blue, and they say, fuck you, niggers, green.
Yeah.
And they just don't anything.
Fuck you, it's white.
Yeah, it's white because we said so.
Yeah.
It's the White House, and that's what it is. Yeah. And, I mean, it just seems like he has such, I've never seen other than Theodore Roosevelt, which he had a lot of resistance, but this guy has had categorically the most resistance I've ever seen.
He's had a really rough run, but this, I can't
And
help.
They make up shit. They didn't, it wasn't concrete shit. The IRS scandal, it was Obama. Then they found out it wasn't him.
Well,
fuck
all
this
that shit.
Here.
They really do treat him like shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I
Since
think
they
we've just,
won.
Yeah, we've become so used to it.
Yeah.
But this serious shit, to me, like I'm watching this and it just feels so much like when we went into Iraq.
He should have gone on XM instead of Syria.
Yeah, totally. Right. No, they merged. They merged.
Oh, that's right.
Now they're XM and Syria.
So, very good reference. Good riff. No,
but
I
don't you think the thing is crazy?
Doesn't it seem like the same fucking? I'm just sitting there like it yeah. seems like the same.
Yeah.
Code,
and if he backs out of
plan.
It, I think that would be gangster. If he just says, "How about this? Fuck that. We're not going to war.
Yeah.
And suck my big black dick." If he said that, that would be the best YouTube clip ever.
Can you imagine? Ever. That's what he should do his last day. He should just be like, yeah, "We've like all been waiting to see it.
I want to let you know. Suck my big black dick." I would be like,
"Oh wow!"
I would literally make
term.
T-shirts.
He would get a third.
They'd be like, "Fuck it, we're gonna make three terms now." Because the president. I mean, if he said he went against, but you know, there's gonna be people that are like, "We got to go to war," and doesn't yeah. matter what it is,
yeah.
because people want to spend that war money. Yeah. That's yep. what it is. A lot of it's the war money. But for me, one, he was hard to write material about, but now I write material about the fact that there's so many people that have. Like, literally, fantasies of just him being burnt up to a crisp. They don't want him to win anything. Not even at cards. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, like, cards. They just really... Yeah. And now that's where I get material from that now.
It is... I mean, I do think a lot of people wanted to burn Bush real bad.
Oh, yeah.
I think... I agree, though. I think he's gotten to that point so much faster. But for me, it's so disappointing that... I don't know. It just feels like this is like to me for the first time where I'm just kind of like, man, come on, dude. Like,
I think that's interesting though that the most the bulk of the material is coming from the people bashing him as a like Bush. Everyone bashed Bush,
but they bashed Bush.
The people that
but they bashed Bush because Bush gave them all kind of ammo
for sure
to bash him. I mean, he was a horrible speaker. He had no fucking – he had no swagger whatsoever when it came to us taking a stance. I mean, Bush didn't. And when he did take a stance, you could see Dick Cheney's hand up his ass and just marketing. Whereas in Obama, literally, his wife wore a sleeveless dress.
Oh.
And they said because she wore a sleeveless dress, she's flaunting her sexuality. She's a whore. Yeah. He fist bumped with his wife when he won the Iowa caucus. And he fist bumped. And they said, well, terrorists do that shit. Yeah. And they fist bumped.
That
I mean,
the
shit they're making up with him about him, it's like
the
they ride in on
crazy.
Unicorns with monkeys flying out their ass.
The best was that schmuck Trump.
Yeah. And Trump just making up shit. You're not an American. Yeah. The shit they gave Bush, Bush kind of deserved because he would paint himself in the corner with
Absolutely.
Dumb fucking sayings. Obama, literally, they're making up weird shit. He's a Muslim terrorist come to take our guns. Some dude in Congress actually fucking said that.
Yeah.
And nobody checked him.
No.
And the right wing, the Tea Party, didn't go, whoa, that's wrong. They went, well, yeah, he is trying to take our guns and fuck our white women. What are you talking about?
They've just been so, I really have just been so used to being able to be fucking racist that now that, like, the leader is, like, actually a different race, I mean, it just fucking spun them on their fucking heads.
Yeah.
I mean, it made it. So how do you feel like your political stuff goes over? Do you feel like sometimes that's dividing?
Dividing.
Like,
But I'm telling you, I'm old, dude. I'm just kind of like, well, this is it. Fuck it. Like, I welcome someone to come and debate with me after a show because what I do is I'll put something out factual. Mm-hmm. So it's not about my opinion. It's a fucking fact.
Yeah. Right.
So you can dispute it all you want. The sky's blue.
Yeah.
Fuck what you say. Mm-hmm. The sky's blue. Now, unless you have some kind of stigmatism and you see green, but that's just you. And because a lot of these people are going full retard, they're not going part retard.
Right.
You're supposed to go part retard.
They're bringing
it. You're not supposed to go full retard.
Tropic Thunder bringing
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't think that it's divisive when it's a fact.
Right.
But I still get audience. I had a dude follow me. And
this better end with Twitter.
And no, it wasn't Twitter.
Oh shit.
Actually, two dudes followed me after a show I did at a college, followed me back to my hotel.
Wow.
Knock on my door. I open the door. There's two dudes standing there.
Wow.
And they started saying some wild shit to me. We didn't appreciate what you said. We're Republicans.
Wow.
Yeah, what the fuck are you thinking? I said, one, did you see me with any bodyguards? Two, we're all going to the hospital. Do you understand? If the shit goes down right now, we're all going to the hospital. So if you are ready for this ambulance ride.
Wow.
And I think it shook the guy because I immediately went to ambulance ride.
Yeah.
I think when you mention ambulance ride before you fight, people go, wow, this is. Anyway it goes, even if you guys jump on me, I'm grabbing nuts. I'm pulling ears off.
Yeah.
I'm sticking my finger
You're
in
like
your
a
eye.
Honey badger.
Yeah.
You are the
exactly.
honey badger.
He's a honey badger.
I'm a honey badger.
He doesn't give a shit. He'll rip off balls.
Yeah. I bite. I have no technique. That's not a UFC move.
No.
But I will bite a guy.
Yeah. You'll eat the head off a cobra and take a power nap. Just like the honey badger did.
That's what the honey badger does.
So are you on how much
the honey badger? That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm the honey badger. Do you understand that? Sorry.
It's like I am looking at my phone. So how often are you on the road?
I've cut back so much, dude.
You're doing more TV stuff, aren't you?
I'm doing more TV now. And I'm lucky. I just booked Gotham.
Oh, that's great.
Live, which is going to be cool.
That's awesome.
I'm taping that next in October.
I did that show. That show's
Comedy
fucking great.
All-Stars. I'm doing that. Awesome. And so
what's the lady situation like with Shang?
Is
Shang available? A woman become Shang's real life flesh? Is that possible?
I have my own.
You have your.
I have a girl, yeah. I've been with her we've been together for almost a year and change.
Yeah.
And she's cool, but, you know, she's so superior to me sexually. I mean.
What do you mean?
I'm minimal.
Really?
I haven't had a lot of ass.
Can we get a number?
I'll tell you my fucking number.
Wow.
By the way.
33.
Yeah, if you know your number.
Gareth.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
33.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty good.
And so I just never got laid. Even when I was in, like, touring, I'd do these big tours and big fucking shows. For some reason, I was a horrible closer when it came to women. I could close the show.
Yeah.
But I could never. Like, they'd get in the room and we'd start talking about shit. And then we'd get into some, like, oh, what do you think about theology?
Yeah, you know? You'd just be like, coaching her through her relationship. Yeah. You're like, look, he seems like a great guy. You two are going to work out.
Yeah.
Okay? Go home and tell him you love him, you little stinker.
Yeah. I'm that guy. Like, and I know you want to blow me, but you know what? You really think about this before you do this.
Now, I have it on good authority that if I just say ugly women, that will make you.
There you go.
Well, no, you know what? I was attracted. This is so bad. And look at the camera guy, like, well, right, so yeah. Am I.
That shot's fucked. That shot's Michael J. Fox now.
Fuck. I would literally be, I'd be like, well, ugly women just seem more determined in bed. Like, beautiful women just lay there like, I'm beautiful. Yeah. Look at my beautiful body.
Ugly
beautiful.
Ugly women got to work.
And they really would. But I think that, like, ugly women would fuck the brakes off you.
Yeah.
I literally have to go to Midas after and get, like, a ball, like, you know, redone or
trust
something.
The Midas touch.
I mean, like, they just seem like they went for it. Like, when they gave you head, it's like they knew that I'm ugly and I have to do this the best of my possibilities. And I mean, like, I'm some X-Men fucking just.
It's kind of like
it was gruesome
in the NFL. It's like if you don't have, like, in sports, if you don't have that, if you weren't born like Adrian Peterson and you're just a freak who can run,
right?
Yeah. You got to work your fucking ass off.
Right.
I mean, he works his ass off, but there are guys who are like have to overcome not natural talent,
right? And I think ugly women.
I was so excited when those dots connected.
Yeah. And I think ugly women. You put that metaphor that's matches great. With ugly women. I think ugly women. They have to be nice.
Because
they're mean, you go, when you're fucking ugly and you're an asshole? Wow.
That's true.
Listen, troglodyte, keep it moving.
It's kind of like Iron Chef. At the end, they divide you into plating and taste. It's sort of like, at the end, what's your overall number? What's the work ethic like in that room?
I want a chick that if I was in a bar fight, that she would jump in and not blink. Like,
two tea partiers show up at your door. You say, we're all going to the hospital. She goes, bullshit.
Yeah.
These two are.
Yeah. Like, I want a chick that would stab a guy
with
her face. Don't fuck around. I want, like, I want a
buccaneer.
I want a
fucking pirate chick.
I want a pirate chick with a hook on her hand and a steel vagina. It was funny. And then the girl I'm with now is actually kind of cute. She has a weird
hand. Sorry to hear
though.
That.
She has a weird hand.
What do you mean? She has a weird hand.
I'm fucking around.
She has
little T-Rex arms. Fuck around. No,
she's got toddler fists.
You have to bring it to her.
Which is actually kind of, you know, compliment to me when I'm getting a hand job. The point is,
it's like Bob Dole's pen.
Yeah, just jam it in there and keep it. How's that feel? Yeah, you like it? No, I'm gonna tell you something.
Sapphire's face says it all.
She's like, wow.
She wants the kids back now. She's like, bring the fucking kids.
Bring
here.
The satanic kids back.
Hurry!
They're making fun of kids. People with cripple arms give the best hand jobs ever.
Damn right.
Hell no.
They're focused and they have to.
I want you two to fight until you're done with this.
What do you mean hell no? But let me tell you something. I have had sex with cripple chicks. And they're the best.
There we go.
You can take the crippled chicks. I mean, I go both ways, Shane. You know that.
I'm letting you know.
You're equal opportunity.
This is a joke. This sounds like a setup joke.
Keep that shit.
But wherever you fuck a crippled chick, she's there when you get back. And if you're out on the beach, you just follow the drag in the sand from her fucking.
She's like a turtle. Yeah, like, you made it 8 feet. I've been gone 10 days.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You could twist her legs up all kind of weird ways. And it's the best.
Are you going to say uncle? Nope, I'm good.
I'm good. My legs are dead. Now, it doesn't matter.
You put them there. I don't give a shit. Change the channel, though.
No, I like, and retarded chicks sound like they're coming all the time. The point is, thank you. Good night. Enjoy the quiche. No, I'm just saying, it's like, I think that. I'm lucky, the chick I'm with now, I'm lucky, that, and she's just a fucking beast in bed.
Yeah.
And she just, like, sometimes I literally have to, like, kick her off of me.
Really?
Because it's like, I can't take this shit.
That's so great.
Wow.
Her pussy should be on Groupon. I'm just talking about, it's just amazing. It's fucking amazing.
That's
and
great.
And I think that's one of her selling points. And when she hears this, most women are like, how dare you say that? She'll probably go, you're right.
She should. She really should. I think if it's a guy who, like, that's the stereotype, is that, like, guys are like, come on, baby, I had a tough day at the factory. It's like, not really. Guys, like, I've been in relationships where girls are literally just, like, shoving a boner away, being like, go watch TV.
And
I'm like,
ugh. Right. No, she's amazing. And from that, not just, she's not just like my fuck wall.
No, but she's not just the T-Rex star.
She's
bang.
Right, the apartment right now.
But she's, and she's a good martial artist. So, no, I'm with a chick, and she's been pretty
Could
good.
Could she be
me.
The one?
No.
No, okay, no, no. Good. That'll probably turn her
I'm
off when she gets to that part.
No, why is that? Why
no,
not?
I don't know, because I've been through hell with chicks.
Yeah.
I've had horrible relationships.
So you might be able to, you maybe are just opposed to marriage and not necessarily monogamy.
I'm opposed
to
marriage.
That's kind of what I'm like.
It doesn't enhance love. It doesn't, like, a piece of paper doesn't enhance love.
Seems to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just seems, I seem like, it's like people were like, we're fucking and everything was great. They get married and all of a sudden, get out of my face, you fucking whore cunt. You know, it changes.
It's got to be weird when you enter a contract forever.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I mean?
The fact you say, well, you love and honor and cherish this person.
Yeah. Forever. Yeah, lose
it's
that.
It's like you hear that whisper, and then you see the fucking chair start shaking.
It should just be like, are you going to try really hard to make this last forever? And you just be like, yeah, I'll try that, sure.
Yeah. She's cool for now. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up. No, she's cool. I'm gonna keep her. And if she fucks up, I'll bury her in the desert.
That's
Does
good.
She get jealous?
That's good.
Sometimes if you're doing show.
I think
when
she
the
got
girls
jealous once.
Reaching for the shang wang.
Some chick the shang wang. By the way, that's what I call it. I call it that, and I call it Django now. I call my dick Django. No, I look at the people out there. I keep hearing that song in my head.
Mine's Big Daddy, so I think mine met you. I think you killed mine.
See?
I believe you shot mine
I
graphically.
Think you shot. Say goodbye to Miss Betty. Yeah. You know. Pow! Right now, I think that in this situation I'm in with her, at least, we'll see. We'll see. I realize that she's really like a rounded woman.
Yeah.
And I've never been with a
rounded
woman.
Is she younger or older than
younger.
You?
Younger.
She is. She's a lot younger?
A lot younger.
So I think that's good when you can find a girl who's sort of like younger but a little more ready
she's
to settle down.
Yeah, and she's a little, sometimes she has her blonde moments, but that's why.
She's not insecure.
No, she's not. Yeah. One time she found a text from some chick said, oh, you ate me out, fantastic. And it was an old text before I met her.
Yeah.
And she flipped out on that. Mm-hmm. But even that. She was like, and then I showed her the date and said, we weren't even together.
That's every girl. Yeah. That really is every girl. I mean, honest
to God.
And why
are they looking?
Yeah, they look because they know they're going to fucking dig up some shit because we're all dirtbags.
I didn't even get mad at that. And then later I said, what's up, Secret Squirrel? What's with the fucking,
Secret
what's with the going through my shit?
The worst is I ran into, when I was with this girl, I ran into an ex-girlfriend with her. And you know that's awkward and you just want it to end, obviously.
Right.
But then you leave that situation and they're mad at you and you're like, well, what the fuck did I do other than be somewhere with you?
Hey,
like, what did you want me to do?
I had a life before I met you.
Yeah, I didn't know about you. I knew about her. I'm sorry. fuck do you want me to do? I don't have a flux capacitor.
All of a sudden, you jump in a DeLorean. Listen,
come on.
No, but
you're
fading in this
picture. I never fucked her.
Hurry up.
See, I could, and you stand off in the weeds and look. See, that's me, younger. I didn't touch her. Okay? And but then you don't tell her like two minutes later. You're like finger banging her against the fucking, you know, painting.
You're accidentally
somewhere.
Finger banging your mom back like, in the 50s. Like, oh, wait, no. What, did I go too far?
Not at all.
Back door to the future?
You could never go too far.
All right, I feel like with you, we're in a very safe place. We're in a very safe place.
It's funny because the camera guy, hey, what's going on? He's just sitting there like, wow, this show is taking a crazy turn for the worse.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
He wasn't expecting that.
Piss flaps and finger banging your mother.
Moon crickets. Romney wines. I mean, we've really done good.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of hashtags in this show.
It's good. And I hope everybody made it through the whole thing because I think there's a lot to learn from this.
Especially
about human Tyrannosaurus Rex hybrids.
There you go.
Yeah. Know about,
which a lot of people don't know about.
We should send them to Syria.
There's an island right now where they're doing experiments. I shouldn't have said that.
No, you shouldn't have. We'll cut that out. We'll cut that out because people shouldn't know about that island.
But, oh, since I'm on radio, I got to make sure people know. Definitely go to the website, iamshang.com. Follow me on Twitter. Quit fucking around. If you follow me on Twitter.
Plug your Twitter. What is it?
It's Comedian Shang.
At Comedian Shang.
Comedian Shang. At Comedian Shang. If you follow me, free bag of weed for everybody that follows me.
Hey. Well, I just followed you today. So God damn it.
Free
that's
bag
great.
Of weed.
That's great news.
And cookies.
That's great news. Because the weed store is closed on Labor Day, which is such bullshit.
It's bullshit.
It's like the day where you have fuck all to do. You can't go get. What a nightmare.
Yeah, I am.
Well, anything else you want to plug? I know you got specials.
Yeah, I'm going to be headlining Gotham.
Yep, and that's for Axis, right?
I'm going to be doing Axis. I'm going to be doing the taping, and then I'm headlining that weekend.
Oh, okay, that's
so
great.
I'm doing
and what weekend
club.
Is that again? Just
that October 12th, the weekend of October 12th. I'm going to be headlining Gotham Comedy Club. I'm going to be doing the Berkeley. It's the Black Repertory Theater in Berkeley. I do all these weird, like, you know, where people wear, you know, sandals and they I like your material.
People just are in spa clothes.
Yeah, like I like the fact you came out to Henry Rollins and you did that joke about Nostradamus.
So follow Shang on Twitter, go to his website. Randall, your Twitter real quick.
Oh, Randall's Animals.
All right. Everybody
very cool name.
Follow everybody. All right, remember you follow Shang, you get a free bag of weed. What do they get if they follow you?
An edible.
Okay, guys, follow both of them. All right, we'll be right back after a short break. Thank you, Shank. Thank you, Randall.
Thank you.
God bless America.